Can you imagine a day when everything that is broken gets fixed? A day when every crime is vindicated and justice is served? In Revelation chapter 1 begins with a vision and instructions to the church. Then another vision of heaven and worship at the throne. We see things that must take place, but we also see things fixed. Things that are broken and have been broken for a long time. What we focus on today in this passage of Scripture is God's revelation of the day when final restoration begins. Everything Jesus did by going to the cross reaches its climax in this moment. Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfreesville Baptist Church, and each week I bring a devotion from God's Word. And this week we're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5. Beginning in verse 1. Revelation 5, beginning in verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand the one seated on the throne a scroll, with writing on both sides, sealed with seven seals. I also saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or even to look in it. I wept and wept, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or even to look in it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Look, the lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw one like a slaughtered lamb, standing in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. He went and took the scroll out of the right hand of the one seated on the throne. What we find here in this passage of Scripture is the one seated on the throne is God the Father. In his hand of authority, his right hand, was a scroll. The scroll was like that of a Roman wheel. On the inside were the instructions, or the final wishes, that an individual may lay out. On the outside was an explanation of how all of those wishes were to be carried out. It would be rolled and sealed, rolled more and sealed. This was done seven times to ensure that no one opened it, received the instructions or the explanation, unless they were worthy to. And the time had made its fullness. This scroll symbolizes the instructions for the final days, God's judgment, and restoration of all things. This scroll symbolizes when God is going to make all things right, his will and his explanation of how it's all going to come to pass. The angel announces for one worthy to come, but no one came. Think of all the great men and women of God that you know of in the Bible. They're in heaven, yet no one is worthy. John, the apostle, receiving this revelation from God, his response is weeping. It says he cried, he wept, and he sobbed even more. Why? He has lived in eager anticipation of God making all things right, putting an end to the mess of sin that has been caused, and yet no one can fix it. It's finally the moment when everything might finally be made right, yet no one is worthy to open the scroll to begin the process of making all things better. Look, there he is, Jesus, the strong leader from the tribe of Judah, the originator of the rule of David the king, the overcomer, the one who has won the right to open the scroll through his obedient life, death, resurrection, and ascension. He saw a lamb that looked like it had been slaughtered. In Genesis 22, 7 and 8, we find these words. Then Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, "Father," he replied, "here I am, my son." Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on walking together. God provided a ram that day for Abraham to sacrifice in place of his son Isaac. And he said later God would provide a lamb for sacrifice. And that lamb is his own son, Jesus Christ. In John 1:29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is John the Baptist speaking while he's out in the wilderness, proclaiming a message of repentance and baptizing. He sees Jesus as the sacrificial lamb that died in our place, giving us the right to have a relationship with God. And this now gives Jesus the right to finish what he started by opening the seven seals on the scroll. The seven horns, the perfect strength. The seven eyes, the perfect knowledge. The seven spirits, the perfect presence. When he took the scroll, the believers and the angels worshiped him. In the following verses, we find in verses 8 through 14 that he is praised by the saints. When he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp and golden bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slaughtered and you purchased people for God by your blood. From every tribe and language and people and nation, you made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and also the living creatures and of the elders. Their number was countless thousands plus thousands upon thousands. They said with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and the sea and everything in them say, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. The Lamb that John sees, Jesus Christ, is worthy of worship. He is praised by the saints. They sang a new song, a redemption song. In Isaiah 40, verse 10, we find, "Sing a new song to the Lord, sing his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea with all that fills it, you coasts and islands with your inhabitants." It says, "He was slaughtered, he purchased with his own blood a people for God." He is praised by the angels. Thousands upon thousands of angels, uncountable numbers of angels are worshiping Jesus. They long to experience the relationship we have with God through Jesus. We give him honor and glory and blessing. We speak good about Jesus. We talk about him with love to those that we love. All creation praised him. They fell down and worshiped. Oftentimes we think about what heaven is going to be like, and we think about all the things that we are going to get to enjoy and how things are going to be made perfect and made right. But the greatest thing you and I will ever do in heaven is worship the God of the universe. To finally face to face see the one who created you and me. To see the one who is perfect and glorious and worship him. Will you take the opportunity to embrace Jesus now as Savior and Lord and worship him now, being restored to a relationship with God so that later you might worship him forever? Maybe you see yourself as a criminal in need of punishment, and you need to claim the forgiveness that Jesus makes available for you. Maybe you are what's broken and needs Jesus to restore you. He will. If you come running to his arms, he's there waiting for you to come home and find forgiveness and love. If there's any way I or Mumfordville Baptist Church can help you in reaching out to the Lord, you can find us on our website at mumfordvillebaptist.org. Join us for a worship gathering at 10 a.m. in our Family Life Center as we worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hope you have a great week. God bless.